What up, what up? Well, Ben on Conflict of Sports, we back at y'all.
What was up, Baker? Conflict of Sports.
Wow, let's take the boot, this Louisiana. Conflict of Sports.
What it do?
We back.
What it do? Hey, look, I'm going to just put this out there. Y'all ready to win this award, bro?
Oh, man. Let's go, man.
Man, I'm ready to win this award, man.
Favorite podcast right here, Conflict of Sports.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to give my speech, my little 3 seconds of the time that we're going to share. I got my little... I'm going to pull out a long paper and only read 2 lines. They'd be like, that boy got that long paper for 2 things. But nah, man, it's all good though, man. How y'all week been going? How y'all sports week been going? Y'all been betting on stuff? What y'all got going on in the sports world, man? Y'all hit some parlays? Y'all lost some money? What y'all got going?
Nope. Been missing on them parlays.
You been missing?
Been missing.
Damn. What about you, E? Been betting anything?
Man, I ain't been betting shit, bro. I ain't lying.
No?
I ain't been betting shit, dog.
Damn. Somebody gotta hit a lick. Yeah. Well, cool. What we got on the menu for them today? What we got going? What we gonna talk about today?
We in the middle of March Madness right now. We in the middle of the tournament right now. You know, I haven't really watched any games yet. But I know everybody pretty much been focused more on the women's tournament. Like we've been.
I was just about to tell you, the women going off.
The women.
Everybody really focused on the women's tournament. Nobody really focused on the men's tournament. So, I know one thing for sure. In the next round, LSU got to step it up. They was playing sloppy in the first half of that game. They played sloppy. And they can't do that in the next round. I've been saying it to people at work. I would love to see LSU repeat and win back to back. But if we being honest, it's going to be real tough. It's going to be tough with the likes of Iowa still in it, South Carolina. Who, if in my opinion, if LSU don't repeat, I say South Carolina probably gonna win it all.
That's my pick. If it's not LSU, it's South Carolina. I mean,
yeah, like that's what it is. Like I want to see LSU win it all again, but it's something about them right now. I don't see it happening, but I just don't see nobody beating South Carolina. But I want LSU to repeat, but I don't see nobody beating South Carolina.
Haley got to step up. I'm saying her name right?
Yeah,
I know who you're talking about. Yeah,
Haley, bro.
I say this though,
and she's good.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with y'all. The problem that I see with LSU. The women's basketball program, everybody want to do their own thing. I don't really look at LSU women's basketball and see it and be like, they playing team basketball. The chemistry on the court is not there. Like, I can see somebody wide open and your point guard dribble all the way to the goal and miss it because they don't want to pass it. Or I see the point guard pass it to the opposite person that's not open. Or I see the point guard trying to force a pass to somebody that they trying to get the ball to because they messed up on the last play and caused a turnover. Like, they not playing. They playing selfish basketball, trying to win individual stats and shit or awards, in my opinion. And when you look at a team like South Carolina or Iowa, any one of them other programs, at a minimum, everybody going to touch that ball on that possession to see who going to break their assignment on defense and they're going to score. It ain't about this person getting 15 points. It ain't about this person getting to the foul line. It's about we're going to pass the ball until the defense lose their assignment And whoever open whenever you got the ball and they move their assignment, you scorn them and make them pay for it. That's basketball. That's basketball. That's the fundamentals of basketball. Going down there, stopping at the three-point line and jacking up a three and ain't nobody set up and you make it, that's cool. But what if you miss it? You blew an opportunity with 10, 11 seconds on a shot clock and y'all could have set up a play and got 2 points. You know what I'm saying? So I say that with LSU. LSU really don't have that team chemistry like I thought they would have, but at the same time, that's how they carry themselves and they always luck up. Mm-hmm. And the closer you get to the Final Four, the closer you get to the Final Four, that luck not going to work. Because one bad call will be your call, and you ain't going to get the possession back, and there's 2 seconds left, and y'all down by four.
Yep. And like I said, I see no lies because in both games that I watched, where they in both games against South Carolina, I see no lies in what you just said because the team chemistry is not there like it's supposed to be because it's a lot of is individuals. It's individuals. They try to build. They wanted a women's all-star team at LSU, but that team chemistry is not where it's supposed to be. Even though I like Reese, I support Reese. I like Reese. But I still think her game is nowhere where it's supposed to be. She could be, honestly, she could be a whole lot better than what she is right now.
She got to produce on the offensive side. She got to produce on the offensive side. She got to be strong, dog. I mean, she dealt with the rebounds she dealt with the defense. She got to put up points, man. You know, nowhere in the world they were supposed to be down. Who they played, Middle Tennessee? Nowhere in the world they were supposed to be down. They were supposed to be down. You know, they came back and won, but still, man. Like, you forcing it.
You don't play from behind with a team like that. No disrespect.
Come on, man. You don't play from behind. With the players you have.
Yeah.
Championship honestly, team.
Honestly, she's supposed to have a real post game. Honestly, she really doesn't. And like I said, I like her. I support Reese. But at the same time, you know, you can still be critical. Her game, like I said, her game should be way better than what it is. She really needs a jumper. She needs a jumper, and she really needs post moves.
Well, I mean, she kind of already said it. Like, I mean, just off that response. Like, again, and I think that's for the more not just her, but anybody in college, the NILs, man. Like, she already said, like, I'm like money. You know what I'm saying? Basically, I'm already rich. I'm going to make my money regardless. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of the attitude that I see that she have. Like, you know, more so like she won already. She won. I don't see that hunger like from last year. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see that. And again, it's just the attitude of, I mean, I'm going to get paid regardless. That's what I see.
And I feel like everybody that's going to, I don't think they're doing it in a non-professional way. I think that's their strategy for the more vocal players that's the stars on the team to be vocal. Because it promotes the team and keep them in the tabloids. So by them, like for Flo, for her to stand up, y'all go with my new single, da da da. And then coach just standing right there smiling and they walk off. Now everything is being asked to coach and the glory and everything and the storylines and the, like, I think that's all with them keeping them relevant, not only with just basketball. And I think that it's a good thing, but at the same time, it's a bad thing because I feel like, and it's college, and I understand it, but if you're going to set the standard for college, for them to be professionals in the future, you should give everybody a chance to be on that podium and talk about basketball so that they can be known to the world because you're still in college. Now, when you get to the pros, you whatever player is the star player, obviously, or whoever have the big night, obviously, they get the time to do the interview. But I feel like with LSU, And I, and it could be the other college teams, but being that we're in Louisiana, I only see them more on TV because of the college. But I only see the same two or three players getting interviewed at the podium every night as if that, as if they professionals, and they not. They still semi and my wording, amateurs. They semi. They're not right. Professional or semi pro, you can say. However you want to label it, but it's not professional basketball yet because they still got to get drafted. They still got to make it to the league. And I feel like you only got two or three, maybe four people that get interviewed for LSU. And they got people that play big roles in games that don't get that time to get interviewed on them podium.
Yeah. Yeah. And another thing, too, with them, like you said, sometimes certain things are good, but then there are certain things with them where it is a bad look. You know, there is certain situations where it is a bad look. It's like, okay, like we know what kind of player Angel Reese is. We know what type of chick she is. We know she a Baltimore chick, you know what I'm saying? She, you know, we know that, you know. We know Flojet, you know what I'm saying? We know where she comes from.
Right.
You know. Yeah. But sometimes it's like that's just like any player. It's like sometimes it's cool, and then sometimes it's like, okay, it ain't, you know what I'm saying? Like it's cool to lay it off. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's cool to pull back and hold it back in some instances, because like you said, that's all we see for LSU is Reese and Flojet get all the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? Hey, boom, make y'all money. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got the NIL deals, you know, this and that. And, you know, Flojet, you know, she make her music and, you know, but at LSU, it should just be about the basketball.
That hunger ain't there no more. I told you, they won already. They got
they won and they got a bag. They just trying to get the second one. If not, they already got their money in it. Like,
you feel me?
They already didn't won a championship that the 98% of the college female basketball players is not going to get. They didn't got the one thing that everybody not going to get, and that's a national championship. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I salute to that because it's hard to get a championship to be the number one team. Lose the conference and win the national.
Yeah, but like I said, man, big ups to them, man. We support them, you know. But there is moments where it's like, okay, look, other people need to start getting that spotlight.
And at the end of the day, if those other players, in all due respect to coach, if those other players are not polished enough to speak in public, I understand that part. That's the part we don't know. That's the unknown. Because it could be the other 12 or 11 players not polished enough to even answer questions. So I can understand that too. So I'm not saying that they're doing it perfectly. But you got a whole year to polish these people, man.
And something else I just kind of thought about. And from watching, you know, a few of their games, you know, to go to the coach. Yeah, you know, I know she's coaching, but it sometimes it seems like she's allowing them to be them. She's allowing them to be themselves, which nothing is wrong with that. But she's not. It's like she's coaching them, but not coaching them, you know, to the full potential on, you know, really being way more than what they're doing right now. Yeah.
So, in other words, just to put it in simpler terms for everybody else, you stand it in a sense of like in parenting. You got parents that want to be the friends of their kids, and you got the parents that is they gonna have fun with their kids but still steer them to be the best that they could be all the way around. And I feel like she's trying to be more so cool coach, friend coach than I'm gonna be cool with you. We're gonna get it popping. But you're not gonna do this stupid shit all the time. Like we're gonna make sure you get everything you deserve. But there's a time and a place for certain things, and I don't think she checking like that.
No, she don't. She don't. Just for instance, Let's go back to the SEC championship game. Look at her response. Yeah. Look at her response afterwards. No, you know what I'm saying? And it's, hey, look, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you.
No, I don't get it. Players, that fucked me up when I heard that woman say that. No, look, I'm like, man, that's what she's talking about. What the fuck?
Like, most, you know, and most players, you know, a lot of players I know, they want to coach, you know, they want a coach to, you know, to back them up like that. But
that ain't backing no club. That ain't backing up, because think about it like this. What if next game Angel crash out? You can't blame them.
No. But look, I'm just talking, you know, like in their perspective, you know, yeah, the players, they like that, a coach, you know, talking like that, you know. But when you look at her and you look at Dawn Staley, a coach.
Man, I take South Carolina coach that's going to let me be me and check me and then say the right message at the end. Now, I can tell you what she said on that post-game interview was totally different what she told them girls in that locker room. I can guarantee you that.
Oh, yeah.
I can guarantee you that shit didn't go positive like that in a good way. So, nah, I wouldn't even say it, because I've been on football teams where coaches was amped up, and he was like that the whole time. He cursing the other coaches out, cursing us out, throwing us around. We winning. We busting ass like shit. And not to, you know, not to pop my collar, nothing like that. But, you know, yeah. I was the best football player on the team at the time. Yeah. You feel me? But, you know, like, I've been there. I done been in practice. Motherfucker gonna grab my face mask and damn near drag me to the locker room, cuz. But then next game, I got 300 rushing yards. Like, Koji know what to do. I was embarrassed, and I got on a fire with you. Never gonna put my face mask again. Bitch, y'all gonna have to tackle me this game. You know? But at the same time, that's not healthy, though, because I remember a game we played MP Moss. I'll say that. We played MP Moss, right? Man, after the game, we beat them boys so bad, them boys wanted to fight. Everybody wanted to fight. The coaches and the players. Like, but what made us riled up was we seen Coach about to square up too, so fuck. We about to ride with Coach.
Right.
In all actuality, if it was handled a different way, we would have never acted like that, because we was looking at our leadership. And I don't think that's the right way.
Yeah.
You want to be down for your players, but you also gotta be, you also gotta carry yourself in a different manner, which I love Coach till this day. You know what I'm saying? As a man, he showed me a lot of shit. I ain't even gonna drop the name, but he taught me a whole bunch. You feel me? But it was sometimes it was like, damn, dog, looking back, like, damn, man, I was 13, 14, 11, dog, 12, whatever. I forgot how 13, 14, some shit.
Yeah. So that's why Dawn Staley is so respected as a coach, because she coaches with a standard. She holds her players to a standard. She holds herself to a standard. And that's why she has the success that she has at South Carolina. And that's why she's the highest, well, they say she's the highest paid black coach, but she should be the highest paid coach in women's college basketball, not the highest paid black coach. She should be the highest paid coach.
I hate when they do that. I hate when they put that like the highest paid white coach or the highest paid. No, they never say the highest paid white coach. They say the highest paid coach. There was a black person, highest paid black this, highest paid black, the first black pilot to fly over Georgia. Man, just say I'm the first pilot to fly over this. Don't, you ain't got to throw. Yeah. And that's sad that we still got to do that today, because that just goes to show how segregated everybody's mind is when it comes to achieving something. Like, why I got to be the first black? Why I can't be the first? You know what I'm saying? Even if I'm the first black one to do it.
Yeah,
give me my right title. I'm the 17th person to do it. They got to be the first black. I'm number 17. Don't give me no number one. Right. You feel me? Yeah. That's how I should be, the first black. He the first black person to glide from half court. Like, come on, man. That shit, that whack.
Yep. This one for E right here. This one for E right here. How about the Pelicans?
Before we get to the Pels, we're going to get to that. But going into the Sweet 16, man, and even some of the players that got eliminated thus far, who surprised y'all like this year? Besides, you know, the LSU women, who, in the women's college, who surprised y'all like just Somebody that you're going, of course, Clark. But somebody that you heard, or you just now you want to watch them, or you want to follow them now, and then like you just
Clark for me, Clark. I didn't know nothing about Clark until LSU played them, and they did the whole. I ain't know who she was, be honest with you. I heard about her, but for her to go through that and start torching shit the next year. That's one of the biggest comebacks ever. She torched.
Now you gotta watch. You can't sleep on Iowa. Like you can't. You can't sleep on.
She torched. And then old girl, Jew.
Jew, of course.
That's another one for sure. She came out of nowhere on the radar for me because I wasn't watching this.
I can't say she came out of for me. You know, like going into this school year, you know, that, you know, I heard about, you know, her going to USC. But I wouldn't say like she kind of came out of the, you know, she just came out of the, you know, came from under the radar. She was, you know, she was a highly recruited, you know, female out of high school in, you know, in LA. So, but like for E, like E was saying, like in the tournament, I really haven't watched any games yet, so is nobody surprised me in the tournament because I really haven't watched anything yet. But going forward for like the next season, you know, with a lot of the names that we already be talking about going forward. Like to watch them go forward. Juju, Michaela Williams, Flauge. You know, going into her junior season next year. You got this freshman girl that's at Notre Dame right now, Hannah Hidalgo. She gonna go into her sophomore year. She'll be the one from South Carolina, Malaysia for Wally. She a dog. So like it's a couple of them, bro, going into the next season. You're gonna be looking for them. And shout out and big ups to Michaela Williams, who got an NIL deal with Jordan.
Hey, but didn't somebody signed the Curry?
Yeah, Malaysia Fullwilder from South Carolina.
See, I want to see a girl, man, from Iowa, man, who went off, man. All they crooks, man. The center, man. She dropped
Iowa State. The one from Iowa State.
The one from Iowa State, man. She dropped 40 against Maryland.
In the second round.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But 40-piece nugget.
A freshman too.
40-piece.
A 40-piece, you know. I'm interested in and watching her career, man.
You know how hard it is to score 40 points, Mark?
Come on, in college, you know 40? What I'm saying? Like 40, a 40 piece, you know what I'm saying?
Man, they got people struggling to get 20. 40?
Come on, man, you know? I mean, even watching Juju, I can't tell you how many times Juju scored over 40.
But
all they crooks, from Iowa State, definitely, man. And again, all they're young. They all young, so they, you know, got to
figure. All young, bro. And that's what I said, bro. Going into the next season, like we've been saying, bro. The women's game is taking over and getting way more exciting.
But with all the NILs and everything, I'm just waiting to see how does this play out for the WNBA.
I feel like
the women finally getting the thing. I think the thing that's amplifying the women college basketball scenery is the fact that they can get their money ahead of time. Like to me, I feel like this is sign-on bonuses for them because it's going to carry over to a relationship in the NBA. And if they carry their fan base how they're supposed to, they're going to bring people to watch them in the WNBA.
That's true too. Then, no, of course. That's very true. But again, I I personally just feel like it's more so because it's college. Like, you know, college is college has more people that went to school versus people that's gonna watch a professional game. If that makes sense. Like, I understand, you know what I'm saying? You got some people that's gonna cheer and watch the college just because it's their school. And they you know what I'm saying? Like, they don't even care. Once the person leaves the school, they know they won't be professional, but they don't even follow them. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's more so just, it's college. You know what I'm saying? And again, women's college. You know, it's been a while since we've had women's ball that's been as interesting like this with these players like this, with players you can name. Like,
yeah.
Hey, so you know what I just thought about though, E? You just said something that I think, and I'm gonna say this out, and this conflict of sports idea, and I'm gonna throw this out there. And again, what's today's date? Today was the 26th.
Yeah, 26th.
Mm-hmm. So is March 26th, 2024. We're gonna stamp that to where when I say, if it happened, then people gotta give us something, bro. I don't care what it ain't gotta be much, but they gotta give us something.
It was a partnership, man.
But look, I feel like this, right? The WNBA is struggling with ratings and actually fan base, right?
Yeah.
What if y'all was to think on top of your head, if any, because I don't know any, how many walk-on WNBA basketball players do they have? If you was to think. Everybody come from college or they got like a... Like,
I mean, I'm quite sure they probably do, but... We don't never hear them.
All right, so
because we don't follow them, because we don't. Well, I can say that probably because I don't follow WNB like that.
So we don't know. So let's just say the percentage of the 5% of walk on.
But also too, you have never heard of such and such walk on for the W. You have never heard that in the news either.
Right. So I say all that to say this. So how you just said that people watch college basketball because they went to that school, right?
Right.
So it'll be dope to where. They inherit every year two colleges to sponsor the All-Star Weekend and have the top players from each college for just two teams every year play on the same team in a WNBA weekend. So, like, for example, you'll have all the WNBA Duke basketball players that's active play versus all the USC active, like whatever city they in for the WNBA All-Star, that city's college, I have their team, and they'll play that team's rival team, and it'll be their vets that made it to the league playing against each other. You know how much money they're gonna make off of that game? Just the fact that I went to college with her, I need to go to that game.
Think about it.
That's fire right there. And I just March 26, 2024, conflict of sports idea. I'm just saying. Something like that'll work.
Definitely.
Okay. Oh, definitely. Little notification, right? Quick game. Lakers beat the Bucks in double overtime. Milwaukee blew a 19-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Damn. It's starting to happen. You know it's starting to happen, right?
Brian didn't play tonight. AD 34 points, 23 rebounds.
It's starting to happen.
I mean, what's going to happen? Because they still number two, so what's going to happen?
Man, it's starting to happen. Look at it like this. Who was the NBA champions last year?
The Nuggets.
The Nuggets. What's the Nuggets rated right now? What's their seed number?
Number one.
Who was the team?
Number one?
Who was the team? Who was the team year before last?
Shit. Who?
Number one in the West or the champ?
What you mean? You like asking me? I'm asking who I'm sorry. Who was the champions the year before Denver?
Golden State.
All right.
Yeah, Golden State. So
Golden State came out of nowhere, right? Since that year, they really kind of like they were the underdogs and they came out, right?
Yeah.
Just like when the Lakers lost it, they came out of nowhere, but they lost damn near almost there, right? I say all that because the teams like this, the number ones and the number twos, that shit cool. But if you ain't got them dogs on your team that's veteran in the playoffs, And you can lose to a Golden State. You can lose to the Clippers, to be honest with you, because them motherfuckers looking nice.
So, I mean, if looking at it right now, if the season was to end today, of course they would have the play in.
Right.
But if they didn't have the play in, Miami be 7, it'd be Miami, Milwaukee, and Philly and Boston. Miami and Milwaukee, that'd be a good series.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's always a good series when they meet up.
Miami think they slick though. They resting, and shit, losing. You know what I'm saying? So they could drop down. You know what I'm saying? Coming as the AC, rested, and just run through the fucking finals.
I'm trying to tell you, it's a strategy, man. Them people know what the fuck they're doing. They know who Miami they got. Always, they know always, who they want to match up against.
Miami always do that shit. It's gonna
they
be Miami.
You know another team that used to do that too. The Spurs used to do that back in the day. Ain't nobody hitting up for the Spurs all year, and the motherfuckers in the Western Conference.
They look, them motherfuckers, they know, like, they want to, it'll be Boston. Like, they, you know what I'm saying? If Miami was the A team to go in, they'll play Boston. I think Miami could beat Boston. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to look at it. Miami made the finals last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was last year.
But you saying that last year like they don't have that. Let me tell you one thing. Once you got that in you, it only take three games either from the same player or three different players to make it a series.
But they lost a few players that, you know what I'm saying, came up for them in different games in their playoff push last year.
So you're saying they never replaced or gotten that as close to what they would have now that could help in that sense?
It's
Miami is one of them teams that a player start shining and you ain't never heard about them all year.
Oh yeah, You know, because it's the culture. That's the culture. You know what I'm saying? The Heat culture. But I still think, you know, Boston is the team to beat in the East, man. But I feel like Boston is still
that
team.
They still got a power struggle to meet. They still got a power struggle. They playing like, no disrespect to the different sides, but they play like LSU.
No, be honest, for real talk.
They play like they both can't be on. One of them got to be on. One got to take the back seat.
It's never
them going on a stretch. Well, one of them got 30 and one of them got 25 for a 4-5 game stretch. It's never gonna happen. It's either one gonna have 40, the other one gonna have 18.
Yeah. Now let's look at the West.
Yeah, go back to my boy now. Go back to my boy now.
Let's look at the West right now.
Big boy been playing.
He lost 25 pounds.
Hey, I can tell you why he been playing. You ain't even got to say his name. I'm going to just give the history on you. You know why that boy playing now?
Why?
That boy got a family now. My boy seen the light. Children, let me tell you, if there's one thing that I can tell y'all from experience, children will redirect your fucking road, boy. If you're on the interstate to party, nigga, you about to exit off and go to Walmart and get some Pampers. I promise.
Look, I'm gonna go that way because you brought that up, but then we're coming back to Zion.
Come on, go that way.
Look, Obal in Houston. Obal in Houston.
He got three on the way right now.
I was just about to say that, bro. If the rumor is true that ball got a third one on the way on the same
day. That ain't true.
Ball better slow down.
They lied. And listen, I hope he never clear the air. I wanted to just be in the, just let it be out there. Don't clear the air.
You ain't even have to say his name.
I'm not clearing the air. I'm not addressing no rumors. If it's that for me, y'all know. If it's not for me, y'all gonna keep guessing. I'm not clearing shit up. I want to be in the news.
That ball been balling too. That ball been dunking on everybody. Look,
but he always had that though. He just never consistently kept it on. He ain't never. He just figuring out now. Again, fucking kids do that to you. I'm telling y'all, kids do that to you. But he never had that switch the way he turn it on and just keep it on.
He was awful at balling. But now on the serious side though, he really Ime Udoka really got him playing up to his talent. Like Udoka, shout out Udoka. People been talking about. They ain't really been talking about him too much, you know. But really, shout out Udoka because he really got Jalen Green playing up to, you know, up to his potential. Like where?
Let me ask you a question. What he was doing it with his last team? What he was doing when he was coaching his last team?
That was championship caliber.
All right then. So he tried to discredit that man because he was out there, and it was and he had and I'm not gonna go into details because I ain't gonna never kick a black man down, but he had the permission slip signed to it. You feel me? It wasn't nothing that just it wasn't. It was like oh my god, he man. Everybody that was supposed to know knew. The world
it was just on the job. It was just on the job.
Yeah, yeah. But still, the people that was supposed to know in his life knew. The world didn't know. So it fucked the world up. That man, you can't take away that man's coach. Houston going to be something, I'm telling you. Watch.
Mm-hmm.
They won game behind Golden State for the playoff right now.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
They 9-1. The last 10 games, they 9-1. The last 10.
Yep.
And that's coaching. Yep. You can't say that's players. The players play a part, but that coaching go a long way. Exactly. You got a coach.
Exactly. What's up with your boy? Better to throw them things.
Hey, I'm telling you, that bitch throw them holes. I'm telling you, they lucky they wasn't at the park. I told you that in the chat. They lucky they wasn't at. Man, we're going to throw. I'm looking at him holding back. Like, I'm looking at him like, man, if he throw these holes, they're gonna have to put them on the amateur back.
Say, man, we gotta get that ball on here, man. We gotta get them on there, man.
I'm gonna do my best. I can't promise. I'm gonna throw it
man,
out there.
Man, we got look.
I'm gonna holler at Senior.
But yeah,
I'm gonna holler at him.
Get back to Zion though, man. Get back to Zion, man.
My boy been balling, man.
He in shape, and you can clearly see he in shape. His mentality is win. This is all we've been wanting to see.
This is all we want to see, bro. Come on, man. That's all we've been wanting to see, Zion. My boy, since this whole March, man. The whole March, man. My boy had 23, 27, 33, 34, 26, 28, 20, 36, 29. It's all points. He had one 4-point game through the whole, March.
The big bro.
Come on, man. My boy out there putting on, you know, this is all we've been waiting on. Since his rookie season coming in, this is all we've been wanting to see. And we number I'm five. Man, and we number five in the West. One game behind the number four.
Listen
spot.
Here. What? y'all about to hate me. When he signed his contract?
When? What? A year ago? 2 years ago?
And how long ago was for?
Five. It was extension.
A 4-year one? It was a 4-1?
It was a 4-1.
And what year he on that 4-1? This is second right now, right?
I think this is second.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. y'all got two more years.
Are you crazy? You crazy.
If that boy stays in shape like that, don't be surprised if them big market teams come with that rah-rah like they stole Shaq. They stole a lot of people that got stolen by teams. I'm not saying Lakers gonna take them. I'm just saying just in general, them big market teams, they definitely still got that door open to where they can steal who the fuck they want. Cause it don't take 4 years for them to steal who they want.
They gonna
but
come
at the same time, I want that man to stay with New Orleans. I want him to make New Orleans something. Cause the money come from them.
But look, that's the thing though. The thing is, it's not his decision. It's the Pelicans' decision. Because the Pelicans can get rid of him. Before his contract out, they can waive him.
No, that's right. And we let's keep it a buck with each other. They got a team that's across the street. Well, not even across the street. They got a team that when you walk out the arena, you could throw an M&M in that motherfucking stadium. Right? And when you walk out and you see that big dome out there, and you realize who in charge of the team that you just walked out of, anything is possible, dog. So I just hope that they ain't got the same, I don't want the same people talking. I hope they got that shit divided into where, like, that's like cousins, but they family. And it's still it's two different sides of the family that's running each side. Because if the people across the street are in the same parking lot running this shit over here, that shit, there's, man, there's a train designed for a pack of Zatarain's fucking seasoning recipe and a damn bowl of gumbo, cuz.
But look, like I said before, bro, even though it's still the Benson family, they have the people that's really the ones, you know, doing the work. You know,
I wonder how much, I'm gonna have to look that up, how much market share the family own of the teams to let you know if they can say don't trade Zion or don't sign this person for the Saints. Cause that matter.
Like, they leave that up to you know, the GM, you know, the GM.
Benson got children, huh?
Yeah, he got some children.
And the children not running the teams?
No. It's
that's some bullshit. I wish my daddy wouldn't. I'll be so hot now. I'll be at every fucking game. They're going to interview me. I'll be walking through. I've been looking for the camera. Be like, that's some bullshit. They didn't sign this motherfucker from over here. And he fucking up the legacy of my daddy. Yeah. And walk off with a chorus like, they'll get sick of me at the stadium.
So, but if you look at, which E, you still on, you still got the West. Because I'm looking at something.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
if we look at the West right now, and you look at from fourth all the way to nine, it's real close.
Yeah, too close.
It's real close all the way from four to nine.
So the Clippers are number four. They 44-27, and the Lakers are nine. They 40-32.
Like it's real close, bro. So a couple of teams lose a couple of games. A couple of teams win a couple of games. Bro, all those spots can change like that.
But let's not act like this is a surprise. It was like that for the last 2-3 years. We've been saying the same story. If these four teams lose four games and this team win four games in a row, they'll go from 8-3. Like that's the same story every year.
Yeah, no, yeah. I was just about to say, especially in the West. That's been like that since. That's since Michael Jordan was playing. It's been like that.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yep, they manage. I think on that side, they manage their schedules more differently. Like, everything is different on that side when it comes to how they do their road trips, what teams they play, like the order of the team, how they play back to back. You might have a team that'll play the same team back to back, but one game will be in LA and the next game will be in Portland. And they play Portland in the Staples Center. I mean, not the Staples Center. In the big, what the fuck that shit name is now? That shit pissed me off.
Crypto.
What?
Huh?
The crypto.
Yeah, crypto. I'm about to say Bitcoin. That bitch got me fucked up. But the crypto. The crypto arena. Yeah, the crypto. And then next game is the same team, but they playing over there. So, I mean, I feel like it's more organized on that side, which is kind of crazy because it's supposed to be all one. But you look in the East, and it's not the same story, I don't think. Let me look. What the East look like? The East about the same, or is gapped out?
Nah, you know, the East is always gapped out. I mean,
I'm trying to pull it up.
Boston is number one, and Atlanta is number 10. Boston 57-15. Atlanta is 32-39. Like, that's a big difference. Okay.
That's
a 24 game different from the number one spot to the 10 spot.
Yeah.
Whereas in the West, it's a 13.5 game difference.
Okay. So, I mean,
big difference.
The proof is in the pudding. Proof is in the pudding.
Big difference, man.
You know, it's definitely in the pudding.
The teams in the West are more balanced than teams in the East. So, but to jump in,
that's kind of crazy how the 7-10 is some fire ass matchups for the West.
Yeah,
like you look at 7-10, That's one thing fucking matchup. That don't need to be down there if you think about it.
Just looking at this shit. Shit, nigga, the play-in gonna be fire. Yep.
Yeah, but that's one game, though.
Yeah, but it's one game and then there's another game at like
mm-hmm. for the person that win.
Right. But I mean, just them four teams is, I mean, you got Dallas, yeah. Phoenix,
Lakers, the seven, when the seven seed, whoever played the seven seed, when they win, they locked in. If right. the loser of that game play the winner of the 9-10, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So in those games, though, just the teams you're going to see play, you got Phoenix, you got Dallas, Phoenix, the Lakers, and Golden State.
I don't want to see no playing. I want a series with the Lakers and Golden. I can't do one game because that to me that's kind of whack.
It's no matter early. That's if it ended today, right now.
Yeah, but I'm saying though, they got to do something. They got to get them away from each other. They need a series.
This playing shit is. I don't know why they started this shit. They should have kept this shit how it was and fucking you make the 8 seed and that's that shit, man. Like if now if the 8 seed and the 19 is tied, then now of course it goes to the tiebreaker of their record when they played. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. But other than that, the playing, I just feel like, I mean, yeah, but it's like, nah, man, if you ain't fucking make it after the season, your season over. That's that.
You don't get another chance. But look, and yeah, we when it first came about, like, it was like, we were skeptical. But look, we can't front. We've gotten some good matchups.
No, yeah, you get the good matchups, but it's just like, do we really need to play in? Like, yes. Because now we got the tournament now. So if we're going to do that, then the winner of the tournament should automatically get the 8th spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If they're not already making a play, like, you know what I'm saying? And then it becomes runner-ups now. Like, if you, mm-hmm. wherever you placed in the tournament, then, okay, if you don't make the playoff, then you get that 8, like, how something like that, but...
Because if they don't have the record to make the playoffs, nope.
I mean, like I say, man, at the end of the day, though, it could be all type of ways, but I mean, I guess. Yeah. But the tournament, do we really need an in-season tournament? Like, I mean, it make it interesting. Yeah, it does because the players pay for the money.
It definitely made it interesting.
Because the players were playing for that money, so that made them go, hard. Like,
yeah. But before we get out, man, we gotta talk about NFL. Look, bro, the NFL soon gonna be flag football. I don't know if you saw it, but yes, the NFL has banned the hip drop tackle. What are defenses supposed to do? How do they want the defense to tackle somebody?
For the flag.
Cool. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Have you ever been hip tackled before? No. Have you ever been running the football and a motherfucker grab you like that?
Oh, probably in the neighborhood. Probably.
No, I'm talking about with full pads on and they got other motherfuckers that's trying to kill you while they holding you up.
No.
Man, let them people get rid of that. They ain't get rid of that shit because it was like, I'm telling you, that's a setup. The ball be holding you and then you got somebody that's a known serial killer on the fucking field, like Ray Lewis, just looking at that like, my boy set me up. And now my helmet in the fucking stand. Man, let them people get rid of that shit. Because most people that run the football, if they're hungry for it, they're not giving up with that one tackle if they're strong. But not only do they not know that they got another motherfucker that been running for 20 yards looking at that, like, I'm about to light this bitch up. They ain't blow the whistle yet. So I can understand why they did that. I can understand that. Just like the chop
block. It's like, right. I don't know, man. To me, as a football fan, watching the games, it's like they're taking so much away from the defenses, and it's like now these dudes have to, like, for instance, it's like, what if the defender is behind him and the defender trying to tackle him, and he trying to make the tackle, and he do grab him by the hip from behind. And now that's a fifth. Now it's going to be a flag. It's a flag now. It's a 15-yard penalty.
So think about what you just said, right? And I'm gonna put it into this perspective for you. If he can grab his hip, he can grab his leg.
But they'll be able to
grab the leg. You just can't chop block. So there's different type of blocks. There's different type of tackles out there that put you at more risk of being injured and concussion wise than it would be another tackle. If a defensive player can grab you around the waist, they can grab your leg. They're not saying I can't grab him around his knees. They're not saying I can't grab him around his thighs. They saying I can't grab his hip. You can dislocate somebody's hip like that with a right hit. If that's the target, because now you got to think they can't target how they used to throw in their body. They used to call it a lunge tackle. That's what we called it. When a motherfucker just take off running, just throw his body at you and all his head hit your head.
Right.
So now they got to use the shoulder. So they like, all right, fuck, I can't hit everybody like that because they got people that's stronger than me. I'm going to grab their waist. No, if you're going to tackle, hit me like you're supposed to hit me, wrap up, or grab from my thigh on down. That hip shit, bro, that hurt, bro, because you got to think they got to fall on you too. So if I'm tackling you on your hip, I'm falling on your hip. So one hip is on the ground, one hip up, and you landing on that, man, you can break all that, man. Let them people get rid of that. For me, as a football player, now from a fan, of course you're not you, but fan base, they're not going to understand it because they at the house want to enjoy the game. They're not getting hit. You know what I'm saying? They're not going through, motherfucker, somebody's career can end with any kind of hit. So if that's one less fucked up tackle way, one less way to get tackled and get hurt that they take away, but it's not taken away from the game.
Yeah.
Man.
No, I know they've been trying to make the game more safe for the players, you know, but everything really has been taken away from the defense, all the changes that have been made. And that's why it's like, as a fan, when you're watching the games and, you know, and every other year or so, you know, you see they come out with a rule change, you know, that pretty much takes away from the defense playing defense. It's like, damn, you know,
you can't do nothing.
And like we said before, we know it. Offense is selling right now. Offense sells. But for the defense, it's like, well, damn. You know, if you're a defensive player, it's like, well, damn. Like, what are we, you know, like, what are we supposed to do as a
get them hands, get them hands together. Linebackers can get interceptions.
You gotta put a nigga flag.
You feel no? But I'm saying, though, get them hands right. So this is where it's going. So this is where it's going to separate the athletes from the role players on defense in a way. Because you got some linebackers that'll catch up, that'll intercept a cross route and run that bitch back. Not all linebackers can do that. Some linebackers only known for popping people and knocking them and taking them out the game. If you eliminate that one thing from certain linebackers, they don't have no talent. So what we're going to do, we're going to do it to where we're about to filter out the nine, now I'm not gonna say nine athlete because everybody's athletic when you get to that stage of your career, but we're gonna challenge them to be better. They got people on the line that'll get an interception and running for 30 yards big like that.
Mm-hmm. You feel what I mean? And another change that the NFL made. I don't know if y'all saw it.
All these changes.
They got changes, I promise you.
The kickoff.
I seen it, but I didn't even watch it.
What they did to the kickoff, they had already put it. It's really not a kickoff return no more from where they kicked the ball at. You can't even return the ball because everything's tied to the end zone.
So now they're taking the kickoff return from the XFL where the kicking team and the receiving team are basically right here together. And the returner is, you know, in the back. And so
this shit trash.
You like they're right here.
They punt? They doing a punt?
They almost basically.
That shit trash.
I don't watch the XFL, so I couldn't tell you what the
fuck. Me neither. I seen a video that I didn't even watch that shit. I'm like, that shit almost seemed fake.
So it's like, yeah, man, the NFL making all kind of changes, man. It's like, they already took the kickoff away, basically, because every kick is basically a touchback. So it's like,
that's what I'm saying. There is nothing to return unless they got a bad kick.
Yeah. So that was another aspect of the game that another exciting part of the game that they basically took away, you know, to try to make the game safe.
But wait, they did that. Off. They did that this year.
For what?
The changes to the kickoff.
No, that been happening.
They pushed the kick up.
So the kick, they don't kick it as far back no more, giving a person a chance to run the ball back because of concussion. So they push the kickoff closer to the end zone. So when they kick it, that's why whenever you see them kick the ball off, the shit flying out the end zone and they putting it on the 20.
Man, I ain't never even really. I swear, I ain't. I got
the boys' legs not know, nice. The boys' legs not nice like that. The boys kicking 30 yards up.
Yeah,
that's why that shit's flying out the end zone when they do a kickoff.
Yeah, they kick from the 25. They kick from the 25 yard.
Damn.
What that shit used to be like the 10 or the 15?
10 or the 15. Yeah. So, but yeah, man. So, yeah, the NFL making all kind of changes, man. So,
but they might as well change it to flag football.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. The way they making changes, might as well. So, but that's about all we had. For the night, man.
Well, before we get on, we probably gonna talk about it again before the fight come. But the fucking I just found out a bunch of rules that about the Tyson and fight. Well, I guess more details gonna come out because at first they were saying about they was gonna wear headgear and shit. But I think it came out that Jake Paul said he ain't wearing headgear. But I gotta read more about it. But that's crazy. Them rules. Like also, I think it was like. I don't know, but it was supposed to be like a tag team, like where him and his brother could tag each other in to like the shit crazy. We gotta look into it, man.
You see how scared that boy looked for that face off?
Man, Tyson gonna beat the fuck out of him.
Man, that's gonna take one good bop.
Well, that's a crazy. Like, listen, bro. I don't care how like that, like, and that just gonna show you like. Roy Jones got in the ring with Tyson, and he said Tyson still got it. Like, he's still, you know what I'm saying, throwing them things. And it's like, man, this is a legend, bro. Like, for somebody to fucking try to step in the ring with this man, dog, man, Tyson will kill you.
You just got to live up to, because he still look nice. And that motherfucker connect on that. And then, but then, at the, man, I ain't going to lie. I kind of want to buy the motherfucker.
I don't want
to find that. Somebody need to play that bitch. I don't think I'm gonna buy it, but if I can find that bitch, well, I know I can find it. Don't worry about it. I know I can find it. Don't worry about it. Don't say it on here. No people gonna block our show. They gonna block our show. I know where to watch it.
It's gonna be live on Netflix.
Don't say it, Cole. Don't say it, please.
You got Netflix? You got Netflix?
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be on Netflix.
Yeah, it's gonna be streaming on Netflix.
Okay.
That's a money fight though, for sure, man. That's a money fight.
I just want somebody to get knocked out. Somebody need to whoop that ball, man.
That fight gotta end in a knockout. If
one of them don't knock out, the entourage gotta jump in there and knock out the other person. Like somebody, it gotta be some wild shit that happened. Like Tyson, you got a pet tiger that run out the stands because his owner getting whooped and bite somebody. Whoa. Like, it gonna have to be. I'm looking for some shit to happen that's gonna be on ESPN for about 10 years straight.
Yeah. We gonna see, man. We gonna see, man. But go ahead and run them shout outs.
Like we always do, you know. Oh, it's summer. Well, it ain't summertime yet, but it's about to be summertime. So y'all know, follow Butter Earth because they got some new gear for the ladies. Ladies, look. Ladies. It's for y'all ladies. You know, we got the crop top with the logo. And we got y'all the shorts with the logo. Ladies, come on, man. Hit us up. _ Butter Earth, man. Get your outfit. Yeah, that's right. Get your outfit, your whole outfit. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, head over to _ButterEarth on Instagram right now, man. Website coming soon, you know. So y'all be on the lookout for that, man. Shout out Dignified Administration. You know, they always doing what they do, you know, teaching. Yeah, man, follow them, learn something. I promise you, you'll learn something. Dignified Administration on Instagram, man. You know, that's all I got. Oh, the Straight Facts Podcast. I can't leave that out, man. Straight Facts Podcast. Y'all make sure y'all follow podcast, Straight Facts. New episodes daily, daily, daily. Straight Facts.
Yeah, shout out to the real CB3, Young Basketball Phenom. Basketball training season. You know, getting it right, getting ready for eighth grade season coming up. This fall. Shout out to Trinity Treats, all of the delicious treats in the world. Get that baby girl, just celebrated a birthday. I remember like it was yesterday, we was talking how old she was. Baby girl, 17 now. So that's kind of crazy how that shit flew by. I can't be like, yeah, she 13-year-old baker. Shit. 4 years then passed by. That motherfucker damn near 17 now, so. It's all skill, not age. You know, you always cute. She 13. It's real bacon. But always been real bacon, though. Always been real bacon.
Hopping that truck.
Yeah, now she's scared to drive the truck. Man, I've been trying to get her to take the truck to school and everything. She don't want to drive it. Shit, I'd be like, man, take the truck.
Come on, man.
So I say, hey, I bet you I tell Pop take the truck. He gonna learn. Shout out to the Southern Tea Awards. You know, if you don't have your tickets, get your tickets. If you run, if you know somebody that's nominated, support your people. And if you're watching this, you support your people because that's us. So shout out to Southern Tea Awards. And that's pretty much all I got. That's it.
Yes. As always, man, shout out the whole FOH. You know what I'm saying? Y'all follow us on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. Man, y'all stream us on Spotify, iHeartRadio, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and still be on the lookout for the new FOH film production movie, Elijah, dropping soon.
If you're in Atlanta, the premiere is April 28th. Follow FOH Films for the latest updates, because I think it's a free event. Y'all ain't hear that from me, but I think it's free. So if you're in Atlanta, pull up and go see me on the big screen.
Roger that.
I'm just saying.
Shout out Beezy. Shout out Beezy. True Sessions coming back.
Yeah.
I can only imagine my dog gonna have so much to talk about.
Social media
gives you so much to talk about.
Yeah.
And one thing I can say about my dog, he don't give a fuck. He will put, if the news is out there, he gonna broadcast it. So that's why I fuck with him, bro.
and we only support the facts. So I'm not letting motherfuckers come on that bitch and lie. Nah, it's facts only. We gonna get the facts right.
Yeah, man.
Like, my dog, man. Everybody got to listen to everything, to every story, to whatever. It's always three sides, man. You know, it's always,
and he's gonna give you one of them, and you can add the other two and make your own conclusion.
And you know, hey, my platform is everybody I fuck with platform. If you got something you want to share, man, hey, it's there. You know, we're gonna cover everything. Like, let's talk about it.
Yeah. I need to be a guest on that thing. I wouldn't mind being a guest on that. Co-host with you to ask some questions, because I'll fuck people head up with some questions. So you find somebody that they want to talk about something, and I'm going to be in a cut, and I'll be like, you said this. Don't lie. Don't you lie on the camera. You keep it a buck.
Hell yeah.
Definitely, man. But we out, man. You ball Ben Wall.
Baker, Conflict of Sports.
This ain't the boot, this is Louisiana.